Can you guys hear me okay?
Yeah, you sound a little bit far away. We're in the car, so it's just going to be a bit tricky. Can you get any closer?
Well, I'm just trying to use the speaker of the phone.
There you go. That's better, that's better.
Hang on.
All right, hold on. I'm going to put Mateo on, okay?
Right.
Hello?
Hi, it's Jeffrey Wells speaking, Mateo. Very nice to speak with you.
Hi, nice to speak to you.
Congratulations. Yes. On the, Gomorrah, didn't it split the number of European Film Award nominations with,
With Devo.
You and Devo. Now,
five nominations, yes.
I saw Devo at the Cannes Film Festival.
Yeah.
And it's interesting that both films star, yours and Il Divo star Tony, oh, now I've forgotten his last name.
Tony Servillo.
And he's
the actor.
Yeah, he's just...
Yeah, Tony Servillo, yes.
Now, which film did he make first?
Well, Tony worked many other time with Paolo Sorrentino in another movie. So it's a kind of... an actor that started to make with Paolo many movies. I remember we shoot a few weeks before Gomorrah, and then he went to make the Il Divo a few weeks later.
Interesting, okay.
Yeah.
The
He was very worried about to Andreotti. I was very worried at the beginning.
Did you ever, were you familiar yourself, not to talk too much about their film, but how accurate do you feel he was? Did you know Andreotti? Did you know him very well as an Italian citizen? Do you know him, very familiar with how he looks and talks and so on? Or was he before your time?
Sorry, I didn't understand the question. If I know well Andreotti.
Yes.
I know because he's very very important political in Italy, but I don't know him so well.
Yeah. I know that Gomorrah was filmed not in but very close to Sicily, very close to Naples, Napoli.
Yeah.
I happened to visit that area in right after Cannes in May of 2007, and I got kind of lost. And it was hard to get out of there, but the signs are absolutely terrible about how to get out of town. They don't tell you anything. It's like,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, it's.
Is that because of crime too? They just don't give a damn about tourism. They want the tourists to stay out. I mean, it was one of the most rancid cities, also because, as you know, and I presume that's still going on, the garbage strike was happening.
Yeah. No, that's true. Anyway, what's that? It was for us an amazing experience because I got amazed that in 2008 in Italy, so close to Rome, could be a situation like that with territory of war on war in 2008. So it was amazing. But the book, did you read the book of Saviano?
No, but the movie inspired me to find the book, and I intend to find it and read it.
Yeah, because I think are complementary, the book and the movie.
Uh-huh.
So one helps the other,
right.
But are independent. So it's very interesting to read the book, and it's full of information that help to understand better how powerful is.
Right.
It's Camorra, but around the world, not just in Naples, because the book tells how they make business with all the countries in the world. So.
Right. Which, the reason I brought up the reason that I brought up the garbage situation is I have never read any explanation that makes any basic sense to me as to why the government can't send troops in and force a solution and get the, you know, is the garbage strike still going on as we speak? Do you know?
No, I can't be very precise on an answer because I live in Rome. So, but I think the situation is much better. But there are a complicity about garbage between South and North Italy.
Uh-huh.
Like I present in movie. So I know that the responsibility of the situation of the garbage was from political from Napoli, but also from other very important factory of North Italy.
Right.
That took the money and they didn't make the work.
Did you have to? Was there any kind of garbage strike going on when you were shooting Gamora?
Yeah, well, I was very worried about that because, you know, Saviano is under protection and many things have changed because when I started to work on this project, it was just the beginning. The book was not yet a bestseller and Saviano was not under protection, so many things were changed.
Right.
But anyway, I discovered that the cinema is so powerful that every door, they open every door. I don't know if it's correct in English. They open every, because it's a translation from Italy. So if you call it, it opens door.
Yeah.
So the people has to shoot this movie. They help giving the experience, personal experience. And there were always, when we were shooting, about 40, 50 people behind the monitor that were looking at the scene. And they were the first audience of the movie.
Uh-huh.
So for me, I always say that it's a movie that talk about Gamora from inside.
Mm-hmm.
And I did with the help of all the people that live there.
Right.
And all the people that live under the system also, because it's a movie that talk about the conflict of many people that live in that reality, in that territory.
Mm-hmm.
And live conditioned by the system.
Right. You know, it seems
so
like
I worked there without have any real problem. So
it seems like every time all the gangster films of the United States gangster films made in the 1930s, Brian De Palma's Scarface, real history of all of organized crime.
Yeah.
If you're going to be in that game, you can almost guarantee that you're going to go to jail or be killed within 4 or 5 years, maybe a little bit more, but not much more. You know, you have a very short run, and people who are in organized crime never seem to understand that. The thing to do is to make all you can, sock it away, and then leave and go to Switzerland or something. But you can't possibly survive. You know?
Yeah, that's true, but they know. But they took this decision because they don't know much the people that I met during my experience.
Yeah.
They really think it's a kind of very close world. It's a kind of ecosystem.
Yeah.
So they don't know very much about what's going on outside.
Mm-hmm.
So they live in that kind of jungle. They fight for survival. It's very sad because sometimes they are, as you said, sometimes they are not completely aware about their condition, about their situation.
Right.
But for sure they
I was most after Tony Saville. I thought that Tony's character was the most intriguing, the most interesting. But yeah. After him, there was the young kid, the good looking young kid, who is maybe what 12 or 13. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, Toto.
And I was just wondering.
He's amazing because I found him in a local company of theater, and he used to live there.
Yeah.
So he was a young actor, but also he got the experience of because he lived in that reality.
Right.
There was a kind of a mariage between the character and the person, you know. So it was very interesting to work with him.
It's well known in most cultures, urban cultures, that the kids who have guns and Uzis, when they're 14 or 15, they're much more willing to shoot people. The ones that you're scared of the most are the 15-year-olds because they don't seem to have any.
Yeah,
sense
exactly.
Of,
that's true. Yeah. But the story of Toto was the story of a young boy that thinks that the clan, the Camorra, is something wonderful or something very important, and then when he goes through, he will understand when it's too late that the things are very different
right.
from how he thought before.
Yeah.
So that's a story, and I think that story could be universal.
Mm-hmm.
Could be the story. It's not just about Camorra, but it could be the story of a young boy.
Yeah. Right. You know, it's funny when violence is depicted in some American films. I would say, let's say Pulp Fiction or Michael Mann's Collateral. There's a certain they're striving for realism, but there's also a certain stylization.
Exactly. Glamorizing.
Yeah. And I thought it was. Really great the way I didn't feel any stylization at all from you, and it was all fast.
I thought it was interesting to show how the difference is from the that they have, how different is the life that the real life that they live.
Yeah.
So this contrast
right.
between what they the movie the model on the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And what they do is the real life of them.
Right.
So I thought it was very interesting, but it's not a critic against the movie of De Palma or Coppola or Tarantino.
Yeah.
I like very much that movie, but mm-hmm. it's a different point of view. A different point of view.
It struck me. My son and I were driving south. When we got lost in near Napoli, there was Castelle di Mare or something. It was something. I can't remember the name of the town now, but it was horrible. But I thought it was kind of ironic and kind of funny in a way that just over a mountain from that area is Positano and the Amalfi Coast, and it's all tourism, and there's no Camorra at all over there.
That's a part of the contradiction of Naples.
Yeah.
You can stay. I remember when I used to stay in Scampia, the place where Toto lives, and all the day. And sometimes in the evening, I used to go to eat in Mare Chiaro, that is one of the most beautiful places in the world.
Yeah.
Completely different, and it was just 15 minutes from Scampia. Completely different, a completely another world, you know. Mm-hmm. So that's the contradiction of a country, but there are so many contradictions in that reality. That so also I try to show also the way how they take care about dress and about the solarium, you know, the signing room,
right?
And they take care very much about. Body,
yeah.
And then they heal in so brutal.
one could basically just say this is a portrait. This is Dante's Inferno. This is hell.
Yeah. But it is. But I hope to be also a metaphor of something that could be universal, not just about Nemo.
I hope so. Well, you know, obviously, when one thinks very strongly about the willingness of organized crime to make money from toxic waste dumping, obviously that reflects in a kind of a topical way on everything that we're dealing with.
Exactly. But also, for instance, the story of the two young boys, like Don Quixote, Sancho Panza, you know?
Yeah.
The two boys that always are acting Scarface, Tony Montana.
Yeah.
I seem very universal because there is the confusion between fiction and reality.
Yeah.
That it's many young boy make this confusion and maybe you know.
So, yeah, I have a question, by the way. This is not about the movie, but since you obviously became very familiar with organized crime in Italy, and what is going on in Sicily? Is there as strong a Camorra in Sicily, the island of Sicily, as there is in the Napoli area?
Yeah, I, to be honest, I can answer very very well because I know quite well the crime organization from Naples because I live there.
Yeah.
I met a lot of people that is inside of the system.
Yeah.
Because you know when you are when you are there, you discover that there is a kind of big gray zone where all is confused. It's not easy to understand who is in the system and who is out. No, it's a kind of a gray zone where all is confused, legal and illegal,
right,
good and bad. You know? So I met also people from the system, and I know that reality, but I don't know very well about Sicily. That's probably is a question that could be answered by Saviano better than me.
Yeah, okay.
Because probably he knows better.
Mm.
So I don't want answering with something that's not precise. You know.
I'm very sorry that
I know that it's different, but the way of being of criminal,
right,
Sicily is different from Camorra.
Okay.
But for sure they have good relation. Good business relation.
I'm very sorry that I'm in New York. I came here last week and I can't be back for the screening of Gomorrah at the American Cinematheque, I think it is, right? And then there's going to be a gathering, a party afterwards or something. Isn't that happening soon? Tomorrow night or?
Yeah, tomorrow evening,
right,
will be a screening. Yes.
It sounds like a lot of fun. Anyway, I'm sorry you're not coming back here to New York as well. I'd love to meet you.
Yeah, unfortunately I can't.
Yeah. Are you working on another film as we speak?
Did you, probably a few weeks ago I was in New York at the festival of the New York Film Festival.
Right.
Yeah.
How did it seem to play with that audience when you watched it? I presume you watched it with a paying audience, or did you?
Yeah, I watched it. I noticed that nobody. There is always. It's very surprising.
Uh-huh.
You know, nobody can expect to see a reality like that.
Yeah.
So, but I wanted to. For me, it was very important when I shoot the movie to give back to the audience the emotional experience that I felt on the journey on the shooting when I was there.
Right.
So I tried to be invisible as director. I want to just to give to the audience the feeling to be there inside.
Sure.
You know.
Right.
That's
right.
What I wanted to do. So.
Mm.
And I hope I succeed.
Also, one thing you keep hearing from people that know the crime situation in this country.
Oh no! Don't worry.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
But they all say the policemen. I mean, I've looked at some documentaries. I have no firsthand, but there's really a extremely anarchic, wild, lawless, almost insane element going on with kids that are involved in it, and it just.
Yeah.
You know, there's the real gulf. Talk about generation gaps between your older criminals who believe in a kind of a tradition, you know, adhering to a certain criminal code of honor, if you will.
Yeah.
And these guys, who are, they're just animals. They're mad dogs, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
So.
Yeah.
That younger guy who talked very tough and laid out the terms to the middle-aged, older accountant, the guy who just moved the money. He was probably the saddest character of them all because he wanted only to just have a modest life and just make money and be left alone. And it was really sad for them.
Yeah, that's well, they are soldiers. They became like a... Yeah, it's a jungle, as I told you before.
Right.
So,
I
know very well now that world because I have a girlfriend that comes from that reality.
Yeah,
I met while I was shooting.
Mm-hmm.
So,
it's
amazing reality. If you grow up there, you are like very tough to
yeah
hard anyway, but
you didn't grow up in the area, did you? Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Rome.
Okay.
So I shoot my first movie in Balmer, on that area, around that area, but I live in Rome. It's fun that I'm from Rome and I made a movie about Naples.
Uh-huh.
Paolo Sorrentino is from Naples and made a movie about Rome.
Yeah. That's funny.
So it's very strange.
Well, anyway, it was very nice to have spoken with you. I intend to. I've seen it twice now. I intend to see it one more time when it opens.
Okay. Well, you know, you remember the first scene of the two guys that act like Tony Montana.
Yeah.
In
Scarface. Yeah.
They are in a villa, abandoned villa.
Uh huh.
With the first scene. Well, that villa, so if you will see the third time, you will notice. That villa was the real villa, is the real villa, abandoned by a very, very, very important boss from Camorra,
mm-hmm.
that now is in jail for a long, long time.
Right.
And this boss made this villa, giving the tape of Scarface to the architect and say to the architect, I want the villa exactly like Tony Montana. And he did it. And he did it. So it's a kind of modern archaeology, modern archaeology, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's incredible how they form from the cinema, how they form their way of being.
Right.
It's Saviano in the book says, and it's true, it's not the cinema that takes inspiration from reality, but it's reality that takes inspiration from cinema. And it's interesting.
That's funny.
Anyway.
Anyway, it was very nice to have spoken with you, Matteo. And,
bye-bye.
And I hope that, I trust and hope that the film will get its just due as a nominee for Best Foreign Film, and we'll see what happens.
I hope so. We'll see.
Yeah. All right. Well, be well, and thanks for talking.
Bye-bye.
Take care.